How I spent my summer vacation. For the last 3 months in Seattle, a middle school principal has been going around his community to visit the homes of all 600 of his students. Damon Hunter from Sahali Middle School was dropping off back-to-school packets, but as Phyllis Fletcher reports from member station KUOW, his real mission was to talk with mom and dad.
Damon Hunter is big. He's black. He's well aware of stereotypes about big black men. That is, he knows to some people, he's scary.
I knew that if this big, large male came riding up in a big Harley, that may not go over so well. So I think it softens the fact that I'm this large male by pulling up in a little scooter.
He says some people were skeptical and said there was no way he could possibly visit the homes of all 600 students in one summer. But he knew he could. Today, he's on the home stretch.
Hey, Ms. Johnson, how are you?
Good, how are you?
He's visiting the Johnson family. Mom, Angela, answers the door.
So I'm going door to door to all the parents and all the students, making sure that they have information regarding the first day of school.
Principal Hunter hands her an academic-looking scroll with office hours and information about uniforms, which are new this year. Mrs. Johnson appreciates that Hunter has taken the time to come by. She says she's not surprised. It's his style.
He's very involved. Even when I go up to the school with her, he's always there. He, you know, in the mornings, he's out there looking after the kids and stuff. I love it.
Principal Hunter has done most of the home visits on evenings and weekends. He doesn't refer to it as overtime. He calls it just doing his job. And he insists it's fun.
On the weekends, I start at 12 and I don't end until 8. So just 8 hours straight, I'll go and grab something to drink and a bite to eat. But it goes by just like that.
I'd love to go visit this guy's school.
Dick Flannery is a director with the National Association of Secondary School Principals. He says he has never heard of a principal going door to door with this many students, but he understands it and he applauds it.
As kids get older, it's tougher to make connections with parents. So having an opportunity to make connections with parents so that the school isn't an intimidating place, the principal isn't an intimidating person, because we have met him face-to-face.
That's all part of what Principal Hunter is trying to accomplish. With a diverse group, his students are black, white, Asian, and Hispanic. He's met parents who speak Spanish, Russian, and Bosnian.
It's been a good experience because they're able to catch me away from the office, and, you know, they feel a lot more comfortable talking to me on their turf.
Except for people who don't. We walk up to a house with music booming from a truck in the driveway. All of a sudden, the music cuts off. Hunter looks at the family name on his map and says, "This'll be interesting."
What makes you say that?
There's a story behind it, I'll share.
He rings the doorbell. Nobody answers. As we drive away, I can't be sure, but I think I see someone hiding under the truck. Hunter is careful to say nothing about the family, but he says when a principal has to discipline a child, parents are sometimes angry.
There are situations where, you know, I can tell that parents are a little uncomfortable, and rightfully so, and weren't pleased and happy with the decision that I had to make. That is okay. I expect that. That's what makes this experience sort of eye-opening.
We're now on our way to visit the McCray family.
Hey, Mrs. McCray, how are you?
Mrs. McCray's younger son, Christian, will be starting middle school this fall.
Christian, that's right. So now you're going to be coming to Sahali.
Yep, I transferred straight from Twin Lakes since my brother transferred in seventh grade.
Awesome. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah.
All right.
But Christian also says he had a lot of friends at his old school and that he's a little scared of having to find new ones.
Also, I'd stay away from the goth kid. It's with those piercings.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure that when you come, make sure you come and see me, and I'll make sure that I introduce you to a lot of cool friends, okay?
Okay.
All right.
With that promise, Principal Hunter rides off into the sunset. For NPR News, I'm Phyllis Fletcher in Seattle.